Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast. Hi, I'm Patty Hafner, superintendent of Fortuna Union Elementary School District. Thank you, College of the Redwoods and Humboldt State University, for opening your doors to all 7th and 8th grade students in the I've Been Admitted to College program. If students do their part, they are guaranteed admission for vocational, technical, or professional studies. What a great opportunity. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment on KINS Radio. It is unbelievable that the House of Representatives, through the Republican leadership, introduces a balanced budget amendment and it fails to get two-thirds majority. This country needs a balanced budget amendment because government spending has run amok. A report from U.S. Global Investors gives us this information. The tax revenue in this country is $2.17 trillion. The federal budget is $3.82 trillion. This means that we will create debt of $1.65 trillion this fiscal year. We will add that figure to the current national debt of $14.271 trillion. The recent budget cut amount amounts to $38.5 billion. This report now takes the next step and says, as a family income, under this formula, their income would be $21,700, but the amount of money that the family spent was $38,200. They created new debt on their credit card of $16,500, but the outstanding balance on their credit card is $142,710, and now they're only going to pay $385 from their budget? This country needs to have fewer regulations that would allow people to invest and get this economy back on its feet. When President Bill Clinton deregulated the telecommunications industry in the 1990s, the power of the internet was unleashed. The financial sector was also deregulated during the same period, and tremendous growth followed until the 2008 crisis, which was brought on by excessive lending practices of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The proposed solutions of our current administration would increase taxation and increase regulations and thus shake Americans' confidence in U.S. business. Government continues to grow while the private sector has meager job growth. The private sector has had only job growth of 1.4% since March of 2010, while at the same time, federal jobs grew over 5%, according to Investor's Business Daily. The unintended consequence is the extraordinary cost of American business. A 2010 report by the Small Business Administration pegged the cost of federal regulations at $1.75 trillion, nearly 12% of America's gross domestic product. All the government is doing is creating an atmosphere of uncertainty where businesses can't put ideas and capital to work. According to this article, companies with fewer than 20 employees bear a disproportionate share of the federal regulatory burden, with total cost per employee exceeding $21,000. I leave you with a point to ponder. Don't you think that unless we as voters, taxpayers, and investors persuade our administration to act differently, that government leaders will just continue to enact regulations that will harm the private sector? This is Phil Arnott for Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.